I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The season came to an end for the Ithaca softball team last night, suffering just their third loss of the year. It was Hillsboro 6-1 over the Bulldogs, and that was in a sectional semifinal game on Tuesday night. The winning pitcher was Jalen Bloyer, who had given up five hits and struck out five. Suffering the loss was Olivia Young with five hits, six walks, and five strikeouts. The top hitters, Olivia Young was 2-for-3, J.C. Maxwell 1-for-2 with a home run, and Ariana Lewis and Alyssa Muller both went 1-for-3. For Hillsboro, Kayla Liska 3-for-4 with an RBI last night. Hillsboro will play Thursday at New Lisbon in the sectional finals game. There were a lot of games that were called off last night. That part of the bracket in Division 5, those games were played. Assumption was a winner, 9-1 over Pepinalma, and Assumption will be the next opponent of Hillsboro on Thursday night, and that will be at New Lisbon. Barneveld was a winner over Judah Albany. That final score was 9-3. Cuba City picked up a 2-0 victory against Fenimore last night. They advanced to play the winner of today's Horicon and Waterloo game. In Division 3, the year came to an end for the River Valley Blackhawks, the second seed. They were beaten by fifth seed Adams Friendship 5-2. So Friendship has defeated Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien, and now River Valley to get to the sectional final, which will be hosted by River Valley on Thursday afternoon at 5. And the opponent of Adams Friendship will be Broadhead, which picked up a 3-1 win over Poinette. Moving on to Division 2 action last night, Mount Hora was a winner 20-3 over Wisconsin Dells, and West Salem a 4-0 victor against Portage. Moving to baseball, Riverdale passed the first test of the WIAA season with a 5-1 win over visiting Iowa Grant. The game was moved to 6 p.m. after more rain in Muscadet yesterday afternoon, muddied up the field. The Panthers took a 1-0 lead in the first when Everett Zimmer singled and scored. Riverdale rallied with a 4-run third inning. Andre Tainter laced a 2-out, 2-strike single that scored 2 runs, and Logan Cagle followed with an RBI single. Starting pitcher Gavin Hinderman left the mound, and Brock Holman came on in relief. Talon Childs had an RBI hit to make it 4-1 Riverdale. Logan Cagle had another RBI in the fifth for an insurance run. As it turned out, it was not needed, as Logan and the Riverdale defense finished strong. He pitched a complete game with 7 strikeouts and 2 walks. I asked him if he felt like he was going to have a good game coming into the day.
I felt a little nervous like I do before all games, but I knew I can come out strong with these guys. I pitched and we won the game the first time we played them, but I knew I would be able to come in strong and put a nice win on the board for us.
And Logan talked about that hit by Andre Tainter, which gave the team a lead and some momentum.
Yeah, that guy's going big time. We've been struggling all year with hits. We just hit it right at the guys, but with that hit there, that got our hopes up big time. We all started hitting the ball. Pretty good hits and everything.
So right now, you know, you've got a good repertoire of games, a good resume of the SWAL, and it's going to be tough whoever you play, but I think Riverdale just remains confident, don't you?
Yeah, we try to remain confident the whole time. We don't want to get and keep our heads down or anything. We want to keep our heads up, go strong, and do our best the whole time.
Riverdale senior Andre Tainter talked to us about the win.
Oh, it feels great. I mean, gave up that first run in the first inning, and then other than that, we all locked in. And that 4-run inning in the third really boosted our morale. And then catching that last out felt so good. I mean, now we just got to beat either Peck or Tulsa Cassville, and then regional champs for the second time in my high school career, so that'd be pretty fun.
Andre says the 9 seniors on the Riverdale roster have stuck together.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. I mean, we've been together for 4 years now. We all experienced winning our sophomore year, winning regionals with another really good senior class. And this year, I think we have the ability to run it back and get even farther in the tournament, honestly.
Riverdale now 13-10 overall with a 5-1 win. Iowa Grant ends the year at 14-10. Riverdale will play tomorrow against the winner of today's Potosi-Cassville versus Pecatonica game. That was rained out yesterday and will be made up today starting at 5 o'clock. Barneveld end of the year for Highland 7-1 and River Ridge over Belmont 4-3. Elsewhere, the year came to an end for the WIAA defending Division IV champion Ithaca Bulldogs in the first round of the tournament. Coming in with just one loss on the year, they suffered their second loss of the year when they fell to Cashton 7-4. Cashton and Ithaca were tied at one after one inning, but the Eagles broke out for a five-run second inning, which spelled defeat for the Bulldogs. Overall, Cashton with 7 runs and 8 hits, no errors. The Bulldogs, 4 runs, 9 hits, and 4 errors on the day. Starting the game yesterday, Micah Salisbury worked a total of 2 innings, giving up 3 hits. Sammy Clary worked the final 5 innings and gave up 5 hits. Again, the loss for the Bulldogs, their season ends, and Cashton moves on to face DeSoto, which scored the win last night over Weston. Isaac Jennings took the loss, throwing a complete game, allowing 2 earned runs on 12 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Only 4 hits for the Silver Eagles on the night. Garrett Granger with a single and an RBI. Garrett Jennings, 1 single and 1 RBI. Isaac Jennings with a double. Colton Newman with a single and an RBI. Weston committed 3 errors on the night, leading to 3 unearned runs, as well as the season came to an end for the Silver Eagles, team that was in the sectional last year. Also, moving on from the tournament, it was an 11-2 win for Seneca over Waseca Steuben. Royal with a victory against Brookwood, 6-0. Moving on to Division III games, Aquinas over Fenimore, 5-2. Prairie du Chien, 7. Westby, 3. Mineral Point, 5-3 over Darlington. The Pointers await their opponent, either Cuba City or Viroqua. Those teams play today in Viroqua at 5 o'clock after getting postponed yesterday. And in Division II, Richland Center's season extended another day after a postponement yesterday, initially scheduled for 5, then moved to 7 o'clock last night. The game was eventually postponed as conditions in the grounds in Mount Horeb did not improve. So the Vikings will host the Hornets today at 5 o'clock. Richland Center, following a victory against Portage, 2-1 in 9 innings, will face a Mount Horeb team from the same conference. Mount Horeb split with Portage during the regular year. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, pregame time around 4:50 today. The winner of that game will face Reedsburg, which picked up a 1-0 9-inning win against Sauk Prairie. Lodi 11-2 over Mauston, and Edgewood 20-0 over Platteville in baseball in Division II. Well, despite the wet grounds, games went on last night for Church League softball at Kroska Park. St. Mary's got by the Mission 1 by a score of 11-8. Avery Kepler had his first Church League hit and 2 RBIs for St. Mary's. Mason Jelenic added 3 hits as well. Free Methodist edged Richland Baptist Temple 1 by a score of 5-4. Joshua Hassel had an unassisted double play in the win, and 11 players reached base safely for Free Methodist. Church of the Nazarene handled Bethel Lutheran 18-2. Each player on the Nazarene team had at least 1 hit. Levi Young was 1-for-1. Caden Thompson, 3-for-3 with 2 walks. And Scott D was 4-for-4. And Richland Baptist Temple 2 downed Boscobel Assembly of God 12-8. Connor Hying had a home run in the win, and Pedro Gomez played great defense in the outfield. Action continues on Tuesday night, June 4th, with the next round of Church League softball. The Chicago Cubs put an end to a classic pitcher's duel by scoring 5 times in the 10th to claim a 6-3 victory. Cubs rookie pitcher Ben Brown pitched hitless baseball through 7 innings. Willie Adames thought he'd tied the game with a home run, but was robbed by a circus catch pulled off by Cody Bellinger. Adames came right back to tie the score 1-1 with a single in the 9th. Chicago blew the contest wide open in the extra inning. Milwaukee answered with 2 in the bottom of that inning, but couldn't wipe out the big lead. Pat Murphy, the manager for the Brewers, talked about Freddy Peralta's great effort.
He pitched like a number one tonight. Really toughed it out at the end. Got that last out in 7th. I didn't want him to go over 100 pitches, but that's just such a silly number. You know, it's just one different than 99, but it seems so different. And then he had the long at bat before, but it was his game, you know, and I want him to give that opportunity. And so he had to throw 5 or 6 more than I was anticipating. But yeah, he was great.
He says that the Cubs' young pitchers have been tough against the Brewers.
They're very capable. You know, you look at the kid that threw tonight, you look at the kid that threw yesterday, you look at the kid that's throwing tomorrow. They're very capable. They're starting pitching very, very capable. But there's a lot of teams that are starting pitching's great that we've been okay against. So this particular team in our games, we haven't figured it out.
Bryce Wilson starts tonight's third game of the four-game series in Milwaukee against Chicago. Elsewhere, the Dodgers 5-2 over the Mets. St. Louis 7, Cincinnati 1. Atlanta beat Washington 2-0. Dodgers 3, the Mets 0. San Diego 4-0 over Miami. San Francisco edged Philadelphia 1-0. In the American League, Boston 8, Baltimore 3. Oakland 3-0 over Tampa Bay. Minnesota 4, Kansas City 2. Toronto 7-2 over the White Sox. Seattle 4, Houston 2. The Angels beat the Yankees 4-3. Interleague play, Pittsburgh and Detroit was postponed. Texas 4, Arizona 2. Cleveland 13-7 over Colorado. And in the NBA playoffs, Karl-Anthony Towns scored 20 of his 25 in the second half, and the Minnesota Timberwolves held off the Dallas Mavericks 105-100 to avoid a sweep in the Western Conference Finals. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.